Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the Murder Tape Chronicles. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for crafting gripping tales, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present Sugar Skulls, a story that promises to keep you on the edge of your seat. Let's dive into this thrilling narrative together. Chapter 1, Dia de los Muertos. The air was thick with the scent of copal incense and roasted maize, the kind of smell that clung to your clothes, your skin, your soul. The streets of Guadalajara were alive, pulsing with energy as the Day of the Dead parade wound its way through the historic center. Thousands of masked faces, painted skulls, skeletal grins, hollowed-out eyes, blurred together under the glow of flickering candlelight and neon reflections bouncing off the wet pavement. But beneath the surface, beneath the painted smiles and marigold offerings, something darker lurked. Tonight wasn't just a celebration. It was a cover. For weeks, Emilio had been orchestrating this deal, an exchange of high-grade heroin, China White, a shipment worth millions. And in a city where the dead were honored, we were about to make a fortune off the living, off their addictions, their desperation, their hunger for oblivion. The Cartel de la Rosa had planned everything meticulously, weaving our transaction into the chaos of the festival. With the music blaring, with firecrackers exploding in the sky, no one would hear the gunshots if things went south. I adjusted my mask, a traditional sugar skull design, white with blackened hollows and red-painted cracks. The irony wasn't lost on me. Tonight, death was everywhere. And yet, I had no intention of joining the spirits being honored. My name? That's not important. Not yet. All that mattered was my job. I was the insurance policy. Emilio didn't trust anyone, not even his own men. That's why he kept me close, a shadow at his back, a loaded pistol at his side. I was there to watch, listen, and kill if necessary. And deep down, I already knew I was going to have to kill someone tonight. The meat was set in an alley behind the Catedral de Guadalajara, the towering Gothic church looming over us like a silent witness. The walls were slick with condensation, old brickwork stained with the ghosts of a thousand deals gone bad. Streetlights flickered, buzzing faintly, barely cutting through the dense fog rolling in from the Plaza de Armas. Emilio stood at the center, his dark suit crisp, his gold watch gleaming under the sickly yellow glow of the lights. His face was a permanent mask of control, eyes sharp, calculating. I stayed half a step behind him, scanning the alleyway. Three cars. Two SUVs. One motorcycle. Our men, fully armed, stood in strategic positions, one at the entrance, another near the dumpsters, the rest fanned out behind us, weapons hidden beneath their jackets. We weren't expecting trouble, but expecting trouble was what kept you breathing in this business. The buyers arrived exactly on time. A black Suburban rolled up, tires crunching over broken glass. The doors opened, and four men stepped out. No masks, no face paint. Los Husos didn't believe in theatrics. Their leader, Santos, was first out, towering over the rest, his shaved head gleaming under the lights. His skeletal tattoos stretched up his neck, fading into the shadows under his collar. He looked at Emilio, then at me, then at the duffel bag at our feet. I saw it in his eyes. Something was off. A hesitation. A flicker of something not quite right. A setup. But before I could say a word, before I could even react, I saw her. Elena. My Elena. She wasn't supposed to be here. She wasn't supposed to be standing beside Santos, whispering something in his ear. My blood went cold. The woman I had spent 3 years loving, the woman who had shared my bed, my secrets, my fucking soul, was standing next to the enemy, her lips close to his ear, her body angled toward him like a whisper in the dark. And then it happened. A single, quiet clink, a metal pin hitting the pavement. A flash of silver in the darkness. The explosion ripped through the alleyway. I hit the ground hard, ears ringing, my vision a blur of flames and chaos. Someone was screaming. Gunfire erupted, loud, deafening. The world spun. The smell of burning fabric and singed flesh filled my nose. I scrambled for cover, dragging myself behind a dumpster as bullets tore through the night, ripping holes in the wall behind me, sending chunks of old brick and mortar flying. Los Husos had set us up. and Elena, the woman I had trusted with my life, had led us straight into the slaughter. I reached for my gun. My hands were slick with sweat, shaking. Not from fear. From rage. Emilio was down. I saw him clutching his stomach, his fingers pressing into a growing blossom of red spreading across his white shirt. His mouth moved, forming words, but I couldn't hear them over the gunfire. One of our men, Carlos, was already dead, his body slumped against the wall, his eyes open but unseeing, a bullet hole between them. I had seconds to react. Santos was still standing, barking orders to his men. They were advancing, weapons raised, closing in. Finishing the job. I turned, ready to fight, ready to go down swinging. And then, Elena locked eyes with me. For a second, just a heartbeat, her expression wavered. Guilt. Regret. Or just the cold calculation of a woman who had already chosen her side. It didn't matter. Because I had already chosen mine, too. I raised my gun and pulled the trigger. The first bullet hit Santos square in the chest. The second tore through his throat. The alley erupted into chaos. Screams. Running footsteps. The crack of more gunfire. And as I stood there, surrounded by the dead, surrounded by the betrayal, surrounded by the swirling smoke of burning marigolds and gunpowder, I realized something. Tonight, I wasn't the one wearing the mask. I wasn't the sugar skull. I was the Reaper. And I was just getting started. Chapter 2. The Judas in the Ranks. There's a certain kind of silence that comes after violence. The kind that doesn't feel real, like the world itself is holding its breath. Smoke clung to the air in thick, choking tendrils, swirling between the neon lights of the city and the flickering candles left behind by festival goers who had no idea that, just blocks away, the dead were being made, not honored. I stood there, breath coming in short, ragged gasps, gun still warm in my hand. The muzzle flashed again, pop, 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 as I put a bullet into the last of them, a skinny bastard with a Los Husos tattoo stretching across his collarbone. He collapsed into a heap, blood pooling around him, mixing with the crushed marigold petals littering the ground. And just like that, the gunfight was over. Except for one thing. Elena was still standing. She hadn't run. She should have. I took slow, measured steps toward her, my boots crunching over spent shell casings, broken glass, and the remnants of our ruined deal. Emilio was dead, his body twisted awkwardly against the brick wall, eyes wide open, mouth frozen mid-sentence. Cartel de la Rosa had no leader now. Just me. And a traitor. Elena's sugar skull makeup was smeared, streaks of black and white running down her face, mixing with sweat, with tears, if those were even real. Her hands were trembling, but she didn't drop the gun she was holding. Santos's gun. The one she'd grabbed after I put him down. She wanted to act like she had a way out of this. She didn't. You gonna shoot me, Carino? My voice was hoarse, raw from the smoke, from the rage burning inside me. You gonna put a bullet in me the same way you put a knife in my fucking back? Her lips parted, but no words came. Maybe she was calculating, maybe she was waiting, maybe she was about to lie. Because that's what she did best. I kept moving forward. One step. Another. And another. Until the barrel of my pistol pressed against her forehead. She flinched. But she didn't move. Who else knew? I asked, voice deadly quiet. Her throat bobbed as she swallowed. You have to listen to me. I pistol whipped her across the face. The crack of metal against bone echoed through the alley, and she hit the pavement hard, her mask shattering against the blood-stained ground. She gasped, clutching her cheek, eyes wide. For the first time, I saw it, fear. She was scared. Good. I crouched down beside her, grabbed a fistful of her hair, and wrenched her face toward mine. I don't need to listen to shit, Elena. You set us up. You sold us out. You stood next to that motherfucker while my people were bleeding out in the street. She panted, blood trickling from the corner of her mouth, but she still didn't break. I had to, she whispered. I didn't have a choice. Bullshit. You think I wanted this? Her voice rose, breath hitching. You think I wanted to see you die? You didn't stop it. She went silent, and that was all the answer I needed. A sudden movement to my right. One of Santos's men still breathing. I spun, aiming, but I was too slow. The bullet ripped through my shoulder, sending a white-hot explosion of pain through my entire body. I stumbled back, my vision darkening at the edges, the world tipping sideways. Elena moved. Not away from me. Toward me. I felt her hands on my chest, pushing me down, pressing against the wound. Her face hovered above mine, her lips moving, but the words were muffled, distant. I fought against the pull of unconsciousness, but my blood was pouring too fast, my strength slipping away. The last thing I saw before darkness took me was Elena reaching for my gun. I woke up in hell. At least, that's what it felt like. The pain was unbearable, a searing agony that made me wish I hadn't woken up at all. I was lying on a dirty mattress in a dimly lit room, my shirt ripped open, my shoulder bandaged but still throbbing with fire. It took me a second to register where I was. One of our safe houses. A rat-infested, cement-walled shithole on the outskirts of town. And sitting in the corner, watching me, was Elena. I sat up too fast, gritting my teeth as pain shot through my entire body. Where the fuck are we? She didn't answer right away. Just stared at me, eyes unreadable. You lost a lot of blood, she said finally. You would have died if I didn't get you out of there. I barked a bitter laugh. Oh, so now you care? She winced, looking away. You don't understand. I shoved off the mattress, staggering to my feet. The fuck is there to understand, Elena? You set me up. You sold us out. You stood next to Santos while he gunned down my people. Her jaw clenched. Santos was never in charge. I stilled. What? She exhaled sharply, running a hand through her tangled hair. Santos was a pawn. A disposable piece on the board. The real power? The real person behind this? She hesitated. Emilio. The name slammed into me like a bullet to the chest. I shook my head, refusing to believe it. That's not possible. It is. I took a step toward her, hands curling into fists. You better start making sense fast. She licked her lips, exhaling shakily. Emilio was making side deals. Selling our shipments to multiple buyers, playing both sides. Santos found out. That's why he wanted a meeting. But Emilio, he knew it was a risk. He knew there was a chance we'd be walking into an ambush. He just didn't tell you. I swallowed hard. The plan was never to sell the heroin, she continued. It was to flush out the opposition. Emilio thought if he made a move, he could wipe out Los Husos in one clean sweep. I felt sick. Elena, my voice was low, dangerous. Are you telling me Emilio let himself die? She met my gaze. And nodded. The fucking bastard. I took a slow breath, forcing my brain to work through the betrayal within the betrayal. If Emilio had known, if he had planned for it, then that meant he had another play in motion. Something bigger. Something worse. And I needed to figure out what the fuck it was before it swallowed me whole. I turned to Elena. We're going to find out who else was involved. And then we're going to burn this whole fucking city down. She hesitated. You still don't trust me. No, I admitted. And you better pray I never find a reason to put a bullet in you. She didn't flinch. Maybe she knew the truth. Maybe she already knew. I was going to kill her. Chapter 3. Lies painted in blood. Betrayal is a slow poison. It doesn't kill you instantly. It seeps into your bones, into your mind, twisting everything you thought you knew until you don't even trust your own reflection. And here I was, sitting in a filthy safe house, bleeding, broken, trying to piece together how the fuck my world had crumbled in less than a night. Elena was still here. Still breathing. Still watching me like she thought she could make me understand. Like she thought we could get through this. But there was no getting through this. She had played me. She had played all of us. And now, I had to decide whether to use her, or kill her. The room smelled like blood, sweat, and rot. The concrete walls were damp, the single overhead bulb flickering like it was on its last breath. I sat on the edge of the mattress, my shoulder a throbbing furnace of pain, while Elena paced the room like a caged animal. You don't believe me, she said, finally breaking the silence. I exhaled sharply, leaning back against the wall. You're expecting me to believe that Emilio, our fucking boss, set us up to die. Yes. I shook my head. Doesn't make sense. She stopped pacing, crossing her arms. Doesn't it? He was always playing both sides, always looking for the next move before anyone else could see it. You think he trusted you? Trusted any of us? I clenched my jaw. Then why are you still alive, Elena? She hesitated, and that told me everything I needed to know. I sat forward, ignoring the way my body screamed at me, and met her gaze. You knew. My voice was quiet, calm, deadly. Her lips parted, but no words came. You knew what was going to happen, I continued, and you didn't tell me. You had a chance to warn me. Instead, you stood next to Santos while my people got slaughtered. Her jaw tightened. I was trying to survive. I scoffed. Yeah, and what's your plan now? She didn't answer. Because she didn't have one. And that meant she was vulnerable. Good. because I was about to put her to fucking use. The city was still burning from last night. The news was everywhere. Cartel shootout Mars Day of the Dead parade. 20 confirmed dead in drug war clash. Guadalajara streets run red in cartel bloodbath. The whole world knew about it now. The police were out in force, cracking down, trying to make it look like they had control. They didn't. This was cartel business. This was revenge business. And that was something no cop, no government, no journalist could fucking stop. I called in what was left of our people. A few hours later, 7 men showed up to the safe house. 7 out of what used to be 25. That's how bad we got hit. That's how deep the betrayal ran. We were bleeding. But we weren't dead. Yet. The moment Hector walked in, his eyes went straight to Elena. His whole body tensed, his hand hovering near the pistol at his waist. Why the fuck is she still alive? She's got information, I said, pushing off the wall. Hector spat on the ground. The only thing that bitch has is a grave waiting for her. I shot him a look that shut him up. She says Emilio played us. That got everyone's attention. Silence. A thick, suffocating silence. Then. That's fucking bullshit. That was Lobo, one of the oldest guys in the crew. Stocky, scarred, a man who had survived more shootouts than I could count. You really think the old man would set himself up to die? She does. I jerked my chin toward Elena. Every set of eyes in the room turned to her. She didn't flinch. Elena, Lobo said slowly. If you're lying to us. I'm not, she said, voice steady. Emilio had another deal. A bigger one. He was selling us out before we even got to that alley. I studied the faces around me. Some of them looked like they wanted to believe her. Some of them looked like they'd rather put a bullet in her skull. Then Hector stepped forward, shaking his head. I don't buy it. I arched a brow. No. No, his eyes flicked between me and Elena. I think she's playing you, boss. I think you got dick blind, and now we're all supposed to trust whatever bullshit she's feeding you. A tense silence fell. Then I smiled, and punched him in the throat. Hector choked, stumbling back, clutching his neck. Before he could recover, I grabbed the front of his shirt and slammed him against the wall so hard the drywall cracked. You think I'm fucking stupid? I snarled in his face. You think I haven't been playing this game long enough to know when I'm being used? Hector coughed, trying to speak, but I slammed him again. If she's lying, I said, I'll put the bullet in her myself. I let him go, stepping back, letting him catch his breath. Then I turned to Elena. You said Emilio had another deal. Where? She hesitated. And I saw it, that flicker of doubt. That tiny, split-second moment where I realized she wasn't telling me everything. I grabbed my gun, cocked it, and aimed it right between her eyes. Don't fucking lie to me, Elena. She held her hands up, breath shaky. There's a storage facility. Near the port. How much product? Her throat bobbed. At least 50 kilos. My crew stiffened. That was a fortune. I nodded slowly. Who else knows about it? She hesitated again. That was enough. I pulled the trigger. The bullet whizzed past her head, embedding in the wall behind her. She flinched, her breath hitching. I stepped closer, pressing the barrel under her chin. I asked you a question. She swallowed hard. Los Husos. They know. I smiled. Because now I had a reason to go to war. That night, we loaded up. Automatic weapons. Body armor. Enough firepower to level a fucking block. We were going to that storage facility. And we were going to take back what was ours. Elena was coming, too. Because I wasn't done with her yet. And when this was all over, I was going to bury her myself. Chapter 4. The Devil Wears a Smile. Betrayal isn't just an act. It's a sickness. A disease that spreads through a crew like rot in the foundation of a house. You don't notice it at first. Not until the walls start to cave in. Not until the whole damn thing comes crashing down on top of you. And now. Now, I was standing in the ruins. The night was thick with humidity, the air carrying the distant sound of sirens and gunfire. Guadalajara never slept, especially not now, with half the city on fire from the war we had started. We rolled out in 3 black SUVs, engines humming low, weapons locked and loaded. The safe house was behind us. The city stretched ahead, neon lights casting long shadows across cracked pavement. The storage facility was 20 minutes away. 20 minutes between us, and either a fortune or a fucking massacre. Elena sat beside me, quiet, her fingers tapping a slow, deliberate rhythm against her thigh. She had changed into dark clothes, her hair pulled back, her face wiped clean of the sugar skull makeup she'd worn the night before. Without the mask, Without the theatrics, she looked different. Colder. Sharper. A woman who had made her choices and accepted them. She caught me looking and smirked. That fucking smirk. The same one she used when she was lying. When she was hiding something. Something on your mind, Carino? She asked, voice smooth, teasing. I exhaled through my nose, gripping the steering wheel tighter. Yeah. Wondering if I should have put a bullet in you back at the safe house. She laughed softly, shaking her head. You still might. Damn right, I still might. Because despite everything, despite the fact that she had led us into an ambush, despite the fact that she had stood next to Santos while my people bled out, I was still letting her breathe. Letting her sit next to me. Letting her fucking exist. And that wasn't like me. I didn't let shit slide. Not ever. The storage facility was in an industrial sector near the port, surrounded by rusted shipping containers stacked five high, warehouses with broken windows, and the occasional stray dog sniffing through trash piles. It looked abandoned, lifeless. But I knew better. Everything in this city was a mirage. I rolled down the window slightly, inhaling. The air smelled of salt, motor oil, and bullshit. Hector and Lobo were in the SUV ahead, scoping the perimeter. The radio crackled in my ear. Two guards at the gate. No sign of movement inside, Hector reported. Copy, I muttered. Elena leaned over slightly. Think it's a setup? I glanced at her. Everything's a fucking setup. She smiled, leaning back. Fair enough. We moved fast. Two of our guys took out the guards with silenced shots, dragging the bodies into the shadows. I stepped through the open gate first, gun raised, eyes scanning the darkness. The storage unit Emilio had been using was on the far side of the lot, a massive metal structure with a rolling steel door and faded graffiti along the side. Everything was too quiet. I didn't like it. Open it, I ordered. Lobo and Hector moved up, one of them kneeling to pick the lock. I stood just behind them, heart pounding in my chest, sweat rolling down my spine. 3 seconds. 2. 1. The lock clicked. The steel door groaned as it was pulled up, and then all hell broke loose. Gunfire erupted from inside. Not small-caliber bullshit. Not handguns. Automatic rifles. I barely had time to shove Lobo out of the way before bullets shredded through the open doorway, ricocheting off the concrete, slamming into the SUVs behind us. Sparks flew. The air filled with the acrid stench of gunpowder. Cover! I barked, diving behind a stack of rusted crates. Hector was screaming something over the radio, but I wasn't listening. My ears were ringing, my adrenaline spiking. This wasn't just an ambush. This was a fucking execution. I returned fire, emptying half a clip into the darkness, but they were dug in deep. The storage unit wasn't empty. It was a goddamn fortress. I saw the muzzle flashes inside, the silhouettes moving behind crates, their positioning too fucking perfect. Elena slid in next to me, panting. They were waiting for us. No shit, I growled. But that wasn't what pissed me off. What pissed me off was that Emilio had set this up before he died. This wasn't just a drug stash. This was a kill box. And we had walked right the fuck into it. I grabbed the radio. Lobo. You got an angle. Static. Then, Hector's down. We need to fall back. I gritted my teeth. Hector was a prick, but he was my prick. We weren't leaving him behind. I peeked out from behind cover, watching as one of the gunmen stepped forward, dragging Hector's limp body toward the center of the warehouse. His leg was twisted at an unnatural angle, blood soaking his jeans. He wasn't dead, but he wasn't getting up either. The gunman shouted something in Spanish, but I barely heard it, because my focus was on who stepped out next. Tall. Lean. Wearing a fucking three-piece suit like he was walking into a business meeting instead of a gunfight. Raul Valencia. Emilio's right-hand man. And the real snake in the grass. I didn't hesitate. I stood up, aimed, and pulled the trigger. The shot would have been perfect, right between his smug fucking eyes. But Elena grabbed my arm. The bullet missed by an inch, grazing his shoulder instead of ending this right fucking now. Raul didn't even flinch. He just smiled. Like he knew something I didn't. And then, he raised a detonator. A cold wave of dread slammed into me. Elena, I said, voice razor thin. What the fuck did you just do? She didn't answer. Because at that moment, the entire storage unit exploded. I hit the ground hard, the shockwave ripping through my body, flames roaring into the night sky. The sound was deafening, an explosion so powerful it rattled the earth beneath me. Searing heat, blinding light, and then blackness. I don't know how long I was out, but when I came to, the world was burning. The warehouse was gone. The SUVs were on fire. My crew, what was left of them, were scattered in the wreckage. And standing over me was Elena. Her eyes were cold. Her gun was raised. And this time, she wasn't hesitating. Chapter 5, Candy-Coated Vengeance. The world was burning. Fire raged where the storage facility had once stood, twisting metal beams into grotesque shapes, sending thick black smoke spiraling into the night sky. The stench of gasoline, burnt flesh, and betrayal clung to the air like a funeral shroud. Sirens screamed in the distance, but they wouldn't be here fast enough. They never were when it was cartel business. I lay in the dirt, ears ringing, body broken, struggling to piece together how the fuck I ended up here. Then I saw her. Elena. Standing over me, gun raised, expression unreadable. I should have seen it coming. I should have known she would be the one to end me. But even now, bleeding out, I still couldn't figure out why. The pain was searing, white hot. I pushed myself up onto my elbows, my body screaming in protest, but I refused to stay down. Not for her. Not for anyone. Elena. My voice came out hoarse, thick with blood. She tilted her head slightly, the barest hint of a smirk playing on her lips. You should have killed me when you had the chance. I let out a bitter laugh. Yeah, I'm really kicking myself for that right now. Her finger tensed on the trigger. I held her gaze. If she was going to do it, she was going to look me in the fucking eyes. For a long moment, she didn't move. And then boom. A shot rang out. But it wasn't from her gun. Elena jerked violently as a spray of red mist exploded from her shoulder. She staggered back, eyes wide in shock, her gun slipping from her fingers. I barely had time to process what the fuck had just happened before a shadow emerged through the smoke. Lobo. Fucking Lobo. Half his face was burned, his arm was limp at his side, but he was still standing. And in his good hand, he held a smoking pistol. El hijo de puta shot first, he grunted, spitting blood onto the dirt. I just shot better. Elena let out a ragged breath, clutching her wound, but she wasn't down yet. So I took care of that. I lunged forward, grabbing her fallen gun and slamming the barrel against her forehead. She gasped, her eyes flashing with something, fear, regret, or maybe just the realization that she had finally lost. I exhaled shakily. This was it. The moment I had been waiting for. The final fucking betrayal. But instead of pulling the trigger, I grabbed her by the throat and hauled her up. She gasped, hands clawing at mine, but I didn't let go. You think you're the only one who knows how to play this game? I hissed. You think you're the only one who can smile while twisting a knife? Her nails dug into my skin, desperate, struggling. Please. I tightened my grip. You don't get to beg. Not after what you did. She had cost me everything. My crew. My power. My fucking life. And I wanted her to feel every ounce of that pain before I put her in the dirt. Lobo limped forward, groaning as he kicked over the corpse of one of Raul's men. He leaned against a broken metal beam, breathing hard. Boss, we gotta move. Cops are coming. I didn't look at him. My focus was locked on Elena. She had always been good at lying. At pretending. At making me believe. But this time, she was out of tricks. Where's Raul? I demanded. She choked, trying to shake her head, but I pressed my gun harder into her temple. Elena, I growled. Don't fucking lie to me. Her breath came in quick, sharp gasps. Gone. He left before the explosion. Coward. Fucking coward. But that was fine. Because I was still alive. And as long as I was breathing, I would hunt that motherfucker down. I shoved Elena forward, letting her collapse onto her knees. She coughed violently, sucking in air, but she didn't run. She knew better. Lobo and I exchanged a glance. We take her with us, I said. His expression was unreadable, but he nodded. Fine. But if she fucks us again, she won't. Because if she did, I wouldn't hesitate next time. We left the wreckage behind, slipping into the shadows like ghosts. The city didn't stop for us. The parade continued, the streets still alive with music, dancing, the celebration of the dead. Nobody noticed the blood on my hands. Nobody noticed the candy-coated massacre we had just walked away from. And maybe that was fitting. Because at the end of the day, we were all just sugar skulls, painted smiles hiding the truth. But I wasn't hiding anymore. I was coming for Raul. And when I found him, I was going to paint the streets red.